got to talk a little pigskin right now, and we got to do it with someone that played the game in the trenches, Bone. We played the game on Xbox. Slightly different.
My favorite Golic when I ranked him out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you told, did you tell Junior that last week on Twitter?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
He is a legend in his business of radio as well, and we respect him for that. He is Mike Golic. He is obviously a great analyst of all sports in the game of football, and he's now teamed up with DraftKings, and they're, of course, doing great things. Mike Golic joins us here on FNZ in Charlotte. Mike, we appreciate it, man. How you been?
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me on. And I was a stud on Tecmo Bowl. There was one year on for the younger generation out there, they may be going, what the hell is that? But there was one year I think I had 26 or 28 sacks in Tecmo Bowl, and I was not known as a pass rusher, but I took that to the team to try and renegotiate my contract, and it didn't work.
That was worth a shot. That was worth a shot.
Yeah,
Were you and your brother both on Tecmo Bowl together at the same time?
Yes, we were. And Bob and I, now Bob played, 13, 14 years. He had like 19 or 20 sacks. I played 9 years and had 11 and a half sacks. Most people thought that was bad. We thought it was consistent, little over one a year. We would have a sack contest every year, my brother Bob and I, who would have the most sacks. And if somebody got like two sacks, that was like a major lead.
It was over. It was a wrap. Once one of the goalies got to two, you're like, that's it over.
We were run stoppers.
Hey, Mike, the biggest thing here with the Panthers, obviously, is like the Baker Mayfield watch. I mean, it won't end almost to the point where we just need some sort of ending to this. Do you feel, and there was a report yesterday that, hey, don't count out Seattle. Justine Anderson had this report. How do you feel? Like, is this a move that the Panthers should do? Do you think they should stick with Sam for the final year of his contract? How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, I'm looking first at Cleveland. Deshaun Watson is going to get suspended. I mean, there's no doubt about that. It's just a matter of how long. So do you hang with the quarterbacks that you have there, which are certainly some quality quarterbacks, or do you hang with Baker Mayfield and say he's going to fill in the spot, you know, because they have a good team. Oh, by the way, they have a good team.
Yeah.
Good receivers, an excellent offensive line, even though they have lost their center. Their defense between Ward in the secondary and Garrett on the line. They have a team that can win now. So you don't want to mess around with the quarterback position too much. But you know Deshaun is not going to be there for part of it. But you also worry about, listen, Baker Mayfield can be a moody guy. So how does that play? They have to take into consideration all of that. So there's part of me that wonders if they hang on to him. As far as trading him, right now I know the hang-up is going to be, I know you guys have been involved in it, is Cleveland doesn't want to pick up enough of the salary. And if you're Carolina or Seattle, you want them to pick up the salary. You know, you got a good chunk going to Darnold, so you don't want to have to pay a lot of Mayfield salary. And you look at Carolina. So do they make that move? Is Carolina ready to win now? Are they? I think they're ready to go in a better direction, but is it ready to win? Are we saying Darnold, and if you bring in Baker Mayfield, they're going to be the quarterbacks of the future? Listen, so as an analyst, I have to analyze, right?
Yeah.
And I never mean anything personal. I didn't like where Sam Darnold came in the league. I had questions about him at SC, and I know a lot of people said it was more on the Jets than on him, but he's had a chance in Carolina. I'm not sold on him. I would like nothing more than for him to play great and prove me wrong. I'm not in the CC. I told you so. I would love players to play well, but I don't see it with Sam. So I don't think Sam is a future quarterback. Is Baker the future quarterback? You're banking on that. If not, you've picked Matt Corral, who I covered in college, who's got a heck of an arm, but he certainly has a learning curve with that fast-paced offense he had, what's going to go on in the NFL. So it's a tough call there. Do you trade for Mayfield? I would only do it if you're barely paying anything. But in all honesty, I don't think Darnold or Mayfield are the future quarterbacks of Carolina Panthers down the road. And, oh, by the way, Matt Rhule kind of needs to win now a little more than he's been, or he's going to be looking for a job.
We're talking to Mike Golic now with DraftKings, the Radio Hall of Famer, with Mac and Bone on 92.7 FNZ. Mike, Mark Schofield of USA Today wrote a piece on what a great match Jimmy G and the Panthers would be. Does that pairing here in 2022 make sense to you?
Well, same thing. I mean, he's owed even more, correct? I'm never sure.
24 million.
Like 24, 25 yeah. mil. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you're talking high 40s or mid to high 40s for your quarterback, you know, between the two of them. Listen, the thing about Jimmy is everybody feels Jimmy can get you to a point. Jimmy did lead a team to a Super Bowl. We all remember the overthrow, which could have been a difference. He also has been nicked up a lot. So do you take that chance? And I'll say this, too. Is Jimmy G, do we look at him and say, okay, he's the future for the Carolina Panthers? That's the thing. I think you're looking at pretty good, quote, K quarterbacks to pretty good quarterbacks. But I don't think Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Jimmy G, you're pointing at that person and you're saying, okay, he's our quarterback for the next 8 years. You're kind of hoping Corral is, even though he went lower in the draft, you know, if he's only the one went in the first round, but you're kind of hoping on that because it's all about the potential of what you haven't seen as opposed to what the potential of what you have seen. And we've seen Darnold, we've seen Mayfield, we've seen Garoppolo, and everybody's kind of like, eh. And then you put the price tag on it, and you're really like, eh.
It's true. It's a double eh when you look at the price of these quarterbacks. But that is our world here in Carolina. Hey, Mike.
Oh, boy, is it.
The last thing I want to ask you, Mike, is about a team that I think we are keeping our eye on because I think the Panthers look at the Saints. And I think, like, I think we, you know, Tampa still with Brady back still seems to be, you know, the class of the division. But I think we would love to find a way to, hey, is there any way we can get that second spot in the South? But heck, the Saints last year, even with their, you know, Winston out and their quarterback mess and injury mess last year, they almost made the playoffs. Do you how good do you view the Saints this year, and can the Panthers catch them, or is that a no-go for us?
I personally do not think so, that they can catch them. Listen, a lot depends on your health. Yeah. And Christian McCaffrey, I was at the game. I called the game for Westwood One in Houston when he got hurt. And, I mean, you just obviously see how much they're reliant on that offense. And I know Ben McAdoo would like to not have it so much on McCaffrey and have it spread out elsewhere, but the guy is such a stud, so we'll have to wait and see. I don't think you guys will catch the Saints. Winston, 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions in 7 games. You knew Sean Payton was going to help him not turn the ball over more. I think one of the big things they did is they kept their coach, Doug Allen, in-house, so they didn't really change anything. If you can get Michael Thomas back out at wide receiver, you still have Kamara as well. You lost your left tackle in Armstead. But I still like them on the defensive side of the ball as well. So I still think they're the second team in the NFC South.
Mike, do you still believe that Christian McCaffrey can reach the level he was once at? Or do you have serious concerns as a running back, the wear and tear, that we're just never going to see the guy where he was before?
I mean, we have to look at that position in the wear and tear, right? That is, we saw this offseason the cornerback position and the wide receiver position take an unbelievable jump in money. We're not going to see that at the running back position. There's just too much wear and tear. Then especially for a guy like McCaffrey, who you want to give the ball because he's great, but he touches the ball in so many ways, whether catching it or running it, it just takes a toll. I mean, the athletes are just unbelievable, and they just take so many hits. I know he keeps himself in great shape. I know he was talking about the advice from Marshall Faulk to actually have some layers of fat on you. Listen, that's the way I played my whole career, was layers of fat on me. I didn't cramp up a whole lot because fat don't cramp. But, you know, that's going to be the big thing with him. It's his production and his talent is unquestioned. It's all about can he stay healthy and not get nicked up. And he is one hell of an athlete. But sometimes when you're that Ferrari and you have a little bit that goes wrong with a Ferrari, it can put you on the shelf. Or if you have that, you know, F-150, you can, you know, smash it up a little bit and it can still run, but not as good as a Ferrari.
That's beautiful. That's a perfect analogy.
Fat dog crab is an incredible tagline.
Well, listen. By the way, it's true.
Oh, it's true. It was well said. It was well played. It was awesome having you on, Mike, man. Absolutely loved your work over the years. And we appreciate the insight, even if the truth hurt. You know, some of your comments, truth hurt. But we appreciate it. We appreciate the analysis. Mike now teaming up with DraftKings, and they're doing awesome, awesome stuff. No doubt about it. And Follow Mike Golic on Twitter. If you're not, you're one of the few people in the world not following him. He is just simply at Golic. He beat all the other Golics to that Twitter account. Thank you so much, brother. We had a blast, man. We appreciate you.
You got it, guys. Take care.